The Akron Buckeye Poll asked about three issues that state lawmakers have been talking about: redistricting, term limits, and early voting. Dr. John Green with the Bliss Institute for Applied Politics at the University of Akron says the term limits answers surprised him the most. 57% of voters said term limits have helped the state, while 30% said they hadn't. And 70% of voters said 8-year term limits should stay. But 61% of voters supported increasing terms by 2 years. So state representatives would serve 4-year terms, and state senators would serve 6-year terms. Green says he has two theories why.
Many people, Ohioans, think that their representatives could have more time on task, so that if someone is elected, say, with a 4-year term, they'd have 3 years to work on public policy before the next election. And then, of course, you know, a lot of Ohioans are not real happy with the tone of our elections. So if campaigns could be postponed, that would probably please a lot of folks.
Green also says 48% of voters surveyed said the way the state draws its district lines has hurt Ohio, which is similar to results from the University of Akron's poll in 2007. But Green says voters are divided on how the lines should be drawn.
The largest group, a plurality of people, about 44%, said that they'd really like to have a nonpartisan panel of some kind to draw the district lines. There are a lot of people who would be happy with a bipartisan panel, with an equal number of Democrats and Republicans.
And the poll also found that 60% of respondents said early voting has helped the state, and 51% support early voting up to 4 weeks before the election for any reason. But 30% said it should go back to how it used to be before 2005, voting just on election day with absentee voting for those who have excuses. Recently, state lawmakers shortened the early voting period by a week, taking it from 35 days before an election to 29 days. And changes to redistricting and term limits have been under discussion by the panel that's debating possible changes to Ohio's Constitution, which voters would have to approve. The Akron Buckeye poll was done by sampling 1,078 registered voters over landline and cell phones last month and has a margin of error of 3%. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.